Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll go down into the salt mines, we'll spend some alone time, celebrate the birthday of Arthur Fields, fulfill a couple of requests, do some buckin', that's buckin' with a B, and play some records for no particular reason. Now, I'm supposed to watch my intake of salt, and one of the few best practices I have managed to maintain is not adding salt to food at home. Avoiding salt in restaurants and prepared food is a lot tougher, but all that's out the window, as we're going to start off the show with a full-blown sodium set, beginning with Paul Ash. Thank you.
like to caught me kissing his light, you doggy dog. Oh, mama, you doggy dog. God made a woman, he made her mighty funny, made lips around his mouth just sweeter than a honey.
I've got the answer. One, you're able to keep on toiling, you can save the day. Put a little salt on the bluebird's tail before he flies away. When you hear wolves growling round your door, they'll scare you and dare you. That's the thing that should prepare you. When the golden sun is shining, keep on raking hay. Put a little salt on the bluebird's tail before he flies away.
Wayne King and his orchestra and Put a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail, written by Eddie Dowling, James Brockman, and James F. Hanley. Put a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail was featured in the 1929 World War I picture Blaze of Glory, which starred Eddie Dowling and also featured the songs Doughboy's Lullaby and Wrapped in a Red, Red Rose. The vocalist on that December 12, 1929 Victor recording was Ernie Burchill. The band had recorded it on November 30th with the Aragon Trio, but that effort was rejected. Before Wayne King, it was Freddie Keppard's Jazz Cardinals with Charlie Jackson providing the vocal on Salty Dog. Freddie Keppard played trumpet and Johnny Dodds clarinet on that recording made in Chicago in September of 1926. It was preceded by Pete Bonsema and his Hotel Teller Orchestra with Salt Your Sugar from September 17th, 1923. Pianist Pete Bonsema was born in the Netherlands on December 3, 1897. It's not known when he came to the U.S., but he attended high school in Detroit and in 1922 worked for radio station WCX. His seven-piece band opened at Detroit's Hotel Tuller in 1923, and the band had eight sides recorded by Jeanette as Vanity Records, but only four have ever been found. We started off the Sodium set with Paul Ashe and his orchestra and Salty from March 21, 1928. Paul Ashe, sometimes billed as the Raja of Jazz, played primarily in theaters around the U.S., including the McVickers and Oriental in Chicago, the Paramount in New York, and the Granada in San Francisco. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. On the new Rapidly Rotating Records website, it's easy to post comments about the show, your favorite record of a particular show, suggestions for segment topics, and requests, and I urge you to do so. Listener Tia in Finland reminded me by way of a comment posted on the website that some time ago he had requested by email that I play Another Night Alone. I'm sorry you had to send a reminder, Tia, but finally, here's Del Porter.
above. Alone, alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you alone? Alone on this night that we two could share. Alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you alone.
Being all alone.
Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra, with Joe Sanders taking the vocal honors on Alone at Last from July 13, 1925. Alone at Last was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. It was also recorded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, Carl Fenton's orchestra, and performed on radio by Jimmy Clark and his White Way Entertainers. Before that, it was Eddie Paul and the Paramount Orchestra with Arthur Freed and ACU Herb Brown's Alone from December 5, 1935. The vocalist was Eddie Hauser, who was a vocalist for Paul Whiteman at the time, and most, if not all, of the members of the band may have been from Whiteman's outfit. We began that solo set with Del Porter vocalizing with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra on Another Night Alone, recorded August 5, 1932. Another Night Alone was written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen. Last week, August 6, marked the birth in 1888 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Abe Finkelstein. You hear him singing on this show quite often, but under the name Arthur Fields. He grew up in New York and was a professional singer by age 11, singing at Wacky's Motion Picture House at Coney Island. At 17, he was touring with Guy Brothers Minstrel Show, and a couple of years later, with Eddie Weston and Harry Carroll, formed a vaudeville act called Weston, Fields, and Carroll. With others, Harry Carroll wrote The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, By the Beautiful Sea, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, but he and Fields wrote the music for On the Mississippi in 1912. In 1914, Fields wrote the lyrics to Walter Donaldson's Abba Dabba Honeymoon, which was made popular by Collins and Harlan, and was revived in 1950 in the motion picture 2 Weeks with Love. In the 20s, he sang the vocal refrains on many dance band records for a variety of labels, both as a soloist and with others, such as Irving Kaufman and Fred Hall. Fields moved to Florida in 1946, where he hosted the Arthur Fields program on WKAT Miami. He suffered a stroke and died in a fire at Littlefield Convalescent Home 11 days later on March 29, 1953. Here's Arthur Fields.
Thank you. Congo land lived a happy chimpanzee. She loved a monkey with a long tail. Lordy, how she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpanzee say. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the chimpanzee to the monk. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky-monkey way.
Abba-dabba-dabba,
dabba-dabba-dab,
means monk, I love but you.
Abba-dabba-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Heard that band play upon their wedding day. Each chimp and monkey had some nutshells, and Lordy, how they played them. And now it is every night high up in the coconut tree. It's the same old thing with the same old swing when the monk and chimpy sing. Abba dabba 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 diddly dabby dab, says the chimpy to the monk. Dabba 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 diddly dabby dab, says the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky-monkey way.
Abba-dabba-dabba,
dabba-dabba-dab
means monk, I love but you.
Abba-dabba-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then a big baboon one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the chimpy to the monk. Ah-ah-ah-ah-ah, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky-monkey way. Ah-ah-ah-ah-ah, means monk, I love but you. Dabba-dabba-dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. And when they were both made man and wife, they shouted out, this damn delight, returning from their abba-dabba honeymoon. Thank you.
there you have a couple from the pen of Arthur Fields. That was the Turkey Trot on the Mississippi with Prince's Band from 1913, composed by Fields and Harry Carroll. It was preceded by the first recording of the Abba Dabba Honeymoon, composed by Walter Donaldson with the Arthur Fields lyrics sung there by Collins and Harlan, from an Edison record waxed in October of 1914. The comedy duo of Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, because of their size, became known as the Two-Ton Duo. A few months earlier, Ruth Roy sang Abba Dabba Honeymoon at the Palace Theater in New York in a 14-week run. Ruth Roy, Roy with an E, was born Ruth Becker in about 1893 and went into vaudeville around 1910. She was billed as the Princess of Ragtime and on March 10, 1921, was the featured singer in the first remote broadcast from a theater. Her performance at the Davis Theater in Pittsburgh was transmitted to station KDKA, where it went out over the air. We began our tribute to Arthur Fields with Fields himself providing the vocal refrain on Black Bottom, written by DeSilva Brown and Henderson. That was Lou Gold and his orchestra on the Perfect label in June of 1926. Black Bottom, the song, and Black Bottom, the dance were introduced by Ann Pennington in George White's Scandals of 1926. The dance, which was supposed to simulate dragging one's feet across the bottom of a muddy river, replaced the Charleston in popularity. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. For no particular reason, here's a set of Buckin songs. That's Buckin with a B.
I'm holding my ground, for I'm bucking the wind. I'll battle any opposition. A smile will be my ammunition. And even when it gets too stormy, they'll never floor me. Skies may scowl and hurricanes howl, but I'm bucking the wind. Blows that flaunt me never could daunt me. I've laughed and I've grinned. Every gale that's blowing may start your dream boat going. You'll come through if you'll keep bucking the wind. Thank you.
love that 11, love to 7-2. Just like flies across the ice. That's the way I buck them dice. Yeah. I make Ada from Decatur, also Little Joe. I don't have to snap them twice, cause I really buck them dice, yes. Mama thought that I was in school, learning to be nice. I'm gonna tell you something now. I was down on Rampart Street, learning how to buck them twice, yes. When I holler, stand at attention, up jumps two bright fives. Listen, take a fool's advice. You gotta learn how to buck them, buck them dice, yeah. Set them down. I caught them.
I'll tell you all the bucking horse and in my happy dealer. I giddy up, not if I far. Oh, wait, not giddy up, not if mama. Bear up, if I fine. Papa, the other day I've been seeing this howling naughty right horse. He go up, he come down naughty, he go up. Oh, sweetheart, that's posting naughty ka'oa, posting. Cow, kali, oh, ka bucking horse. Hane, ene, emai, happy vila. A giddy up naughty papa, be oi mama, fine naughty, awe, hanamali no ka'oa. Ah, oh, wait, the other day, no, I've been seeing this wind howling, no, a right horse. No, the feet, no, he go the other side. Oh, wait, no, he go like anything, no, over that side saddle, sweetheart. Side saddle, ho-ow, ka-ow, daddy, ho-ow. Ka-ow, 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 bucking horse. Hana, ene, ema, ee, 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 oh, no. Two, divine. Any papa, the other day I've been seeing this howling naughty right horse. He go mamua, he come back naughty. As he go mamua, pluke naughty mappe. Oh, that's canter, sweetheart, canter. Naughty kaua, canter. Anmali, naughty kaua. Kau, kali, oh, have a king horse. Ane, ene, ema, he, happy, dida. I'll give you a naughty papa, away, pay all my mama, away, no. I'll have money, no, away. Two, divine. And hey, papa, the other day I've been seeing this naughty house, you know. Hey, I'll cry, no, and hey, put my cat, no, put my naughty. And hey, papa, bring your horse over here, no, you get the buffalo grass. Cry, get your car, and hey, bring your other horse, no, money, grass. I'll have money, no, papa. Oh,
Well, there's a record you're not going to hear on many other radio programs. That was Hawaiian Beach Boy Pua Kealoha and the comic vignette Buckin' Horse Hula, recorded in Honolulu in the fall of 1935. If it was hard to understand, it was presented in Hawaiian, Pidgin English, and English, and tells the story of a young Hawaiian child watching an English equestrian event and asking his parents about what's going on. Besides being a gifted musician and humorist, Pua Kealoha won a gold medal for swimming in the 1920 Olympics. He was accompanied there by another beach boy, Chick Daniels, and his Royal Hawaiians. Before Buckin' the Hula, we heard Fats Waller and his rhythm and Buckin' the Dice, a bit outside our parameters of 1920s and 30s, having been recorded on January 2, 1941. Buckin' the Dice was written by Cedric Wallace and Tiny Parham. We began that Buckin' set with Carl Rivasa and Anson Weeks and his orchestra on one of my favorite records, Buckin' the Wind, recorded September 14, 1933 in San Francisco. Buckin' the Wind was written by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow. I'm finally getting to another request, this one from longtime listener Jorge from Mexico. You hear a reference to this song at the end of every single show. Here's Bob Pierce.
I'm the guy that wrote that book on etiquette. I know just how all your victuals should be et. I've writ this little book about mistakes I've often saw, so take them down and don't forget that what I say is law. First, always leave your spoon up in your coffee. And then starting with your soup, first sound your A like this. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife, and be sure and tuck the napkin in so it will stay. And always put both elbows on the table. Well, many other pointers I could mention. Always gesture with your fork, and Friday means it's fish or pork. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now the second one is regarding tea. When your tea is hot, just use your saucer. Never ask for anything that you can safely reach. Read Rule 82, you'll understand. Just wipe your plate with bread when you have finished. And many other pointers I might mention, but grab your glass so it won't drop, and always finish when you stop. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now always mix your beans with your potatoes. This just does one thing, and that's make eating with your knife a cinch. When somebody asks for bread, just grab all that you can get in your hand and then deal them out like you were dealing flinch. Always take two toothpicks. You might break one. Many other pointers I might mention. And put your gum beneath your plate and eat so fast you won't be late. Thank you for your very kind attention. Now, wear your earmuffs eating watermelon. Tiddlywinks are always proper with the seeds. And be sure and always cut a pickle so the halves fly off your plate, and use your spoon when eating dandelion weeds. Then when you're eating grapefruit, be sure and wear your goggles. Oh dear, many other pointers I could mention, but finger bowls are set close by, and event your glass runs dry, I do thank you for your very kind attention. And just one more, and that is never to cut spaghetti up in pieces, just eat it like a chicken eating worms. And when you're eating cake, be sure and eat the frosting first. Watch out, though, for bacteria and germs. Uh-oh. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention, but I haven't time. Never let your ice cream melt and loosen two holes in your belt. I do thank you for your very kind attention.
No more sighing, no more crying, I'm through with the blues. Now she loved me, tailors love me, I tell her well she toodle-oo-doo. At 10 o'clock I said you, but I'm still there at 2:30. So everything is hotsy-totsy now. She's my Totsy. Everything is Totsy-Totsy now. I'm gonna build a cottage sunny. I've got plans and she's got money. Everything is Totsy-Totsy now. So long, sadness. Hello, gladness. You're welcome, I bow. And roll L's singing speeches down in Georgia now. Hey, hey, not myself, a brand new Tossie. I'm a Hossie, and she's my Tossie. Everything is hot Tossie now.
There's something I haven't played on the show before. With the piano accompaniment by Fred Hall, that was Henry Coggart, who teamed up with Dick Motto to form a duo they called the Human Jazz Band, with Everything Is Hotsy Totsy Now, from an OK 78 waxed in June of 1925. Coggart and Motto, the Human Jazz Band, was the first to imitate various musical instruments with their voices. Henry Coggart was born in 1901, and because his parents were veteran vaudeville performers, he made his show business debut in an appearance at the Hammerstein Theater in New York at age 6. At age 19, he was in radio as one of the first MCs on the air. He went on to a long career as a talent consultant, booking agent, and producer. Everything Is Hotsy Totsy Now was written by Jimmy McHugh and Irving Mills, who billed themselves as the Hotsy Totsy Boys, radio's favorite songsters. They recorded the song on June 8, 1925 for Jeanette, but it went unissued. It was, however, recorded by a number of other groups, including the original Indiana Five, the California Ramblers, and Coon Sanders' Nighthawk Orchestra. Before Hotsy Totsy was Oh You Have No Idea, composed by Dan Dougherty. I've played Sophie Tucker's version on the show before, where she sings the Phil Ponce lyrics, but this was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on May 23, 1928, with Bix leading the trumpet section. The arrangement was by Bill Chalice, who had also been arranger for Gene Goldkett. We began with a request from listener Jorge for Bob Pierce and an unreleased Edison Lateral, Etiquette Blues, written by Gail Grubb. That record will be having its 84th birthday in 3 days. I'll save you the math. That means it was recorded on August 15, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as Bob Pierce and I always say, I do thank you for your very kind attention.